Governor Doyle proposed increasing annual spending for the stewardship program from $60 million a year to $105 million a year. The budget agreement heading to Doyle's desk for signature calls for $85 million a year through 2020. The Gathering Waters Conservancy is one of the groups that's been pushing for some time to expand stewardship. Conservancy official Vicki Elkin says a 40% increase in funding is very good in this budget. She says it's not a big problem that the final figure is short of what the governor requested.
One of the strengths of the stewardship program is a lot of the dollars, the state dollars, get matched with local funds and private dollars and federal dollars, and we'll just work that much harder to do our part in bringing those dollars to the table. So, for example, the budget gives about $12 million to nonprofit land trusts in matching grants, and we'll raise $12 million to match that and plus more if we have to get the job done.
Elkin says the budget deal also makes it clear that the purchased land will be open to the public for hunting, fishing, and other approved activities. She says that's been true anyway more than 90% of the time.
There are some exceptions, and they include to protect public safety, to protect vulnerable natural communities or ecological features, and also to respect usership patterns and demands for other forms of recreation.
Elkin predicts a lot of the new stewardship money will go towards properties closer to urban areas and for northern land sold by paper companies. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.